This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the highlights of the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly.
It's a privilege working in this building.
There are so many different things going on.
The session started on January 3rd and ended on May 18th. In the course of those 20 weeks, 558 Missouri Senate and 1,515 Missouri House measures were introduced. Of those, 60 Missouri Senate and 83 Missouri House bills made it to the governor's desk. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says there was a new spirit of bipartisanship this year.
I think we're going to be getting high marks for generations to come of the quality of work that they did working with the other side of the aisle.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says one of the biggest issues to be discussed in years, prevailing wage, was a compromise effort.
They have formed different groups and they've been meeting with different senators.
Senator Richard says he would like to have seen more in the form of tort reform.
Other senators have talked to me. That's important to them.
For Senator Walsh, Missouri's economy has always been a concern.
We're going to move forward as we always do. We're committed to growing the economy.
For the most part, lawmakers put into action things they wanted to see take traction during session. These items include tort reform, which has been the focal point for many Missouri senators for the past several sessions. Overall, the economy and education remain at the tops of to-do lists throughout the Missouri Senate. Senator Richards says tax reform is another issue that saw results this year.
I like low taxes too, but I'm going to be very careful to make sure that we're not endangering this institution, this building.
On the other hand, Senator Walsh mentions ethics reform went nowhere during this session.
I mean, we have several members out of the nine of us that file similar bills every year.
Senator Richard says he is glad to see the working relationship between both sides improve this year.
I mean, the Senate is going to get along the way the Senate does. Every issue is different.
But Senator Walsh points out in this case, there are 33 different opinions in the Missouri Senate.
Each senator stands alone.
The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will officially adjourn sine die on May 30th. The current extra session continues through June 17th. Missouri's next fiscal year will start on July 1st. The last day for the governor to sign, veto, or take no action on legislation is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.